Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, think back on your marriage and think about where you met your significant other. Where would you take your wedding photos at if you had to take your wedding photos on the place that you guys met for the first time? 314-531-9898. This is like one of the new trends. Like people do like, you know, these wedding trends that like go all the time. And one of the things in wedding season is people are now taking their wedding photos where they first met their significant other. Where would it be for you? Hannah, you're not married yet, but like in a relationship, where did you meet like your ex or one of your exes? Where would you take them at?
Man, this would be interesting. So my ex and I met at the gym. So we would take
hilarious. That would be funny
at the gym.
That would be cute, I think, actually.
What?
One of the ones that's trending in
get on the bench.
I think that's hilarious. The ones that's trending, the reason I think it's trending is because there's cute places like that, like the gym. And the other one that went viral is where my wife and I would probably take it. So my wife and I are high school sweethearts and we went to the same high school, but not to brag, like I was really popular. I was like kind of like a big deal in high school.
Oh,
and she
boy.
Was a total loser. And so I had no idea. I had no idea who she was. So I never talked to her in high school. And I literally met her when I got my first job at Target. And I was like, oh, she's kind of cute. So I went to like flirt with her and be that guy. And be like, hey, I go to Lockport High School. And she was like, I know I go to your high school, you idiot. But it would be Target. And the one that went viral is like who met at like a grocery store. They took their wedding photos full on best man, groomsman in like the grocery aisle.
Oh, that's
what?
Funny.
Hilarious. Oh, yeah. I love this.
Yeah, well, what happens though if the place you met your significant other is no longer around?
Or
the home has been sold to another family.
Oh, then you still go in there and
take
them.
You can still take pictures in front
because,
of the house.
Where would it be for you,
Because
Kev?
Mine was a blind date with Sarah, and I was a tutor at a place called the Learning Edge, and that place is no longer existent. It's actually become another store. It's something else now. So you're like, okay, I can't really go there, but we had a blind date. She came to my house that I no longer live in. It was my parents' home. So I guess we would do it there.
That's funny. You know, to take it at like, someone else's like house, they got their couch, and they're like, I think that's why it's trending, because they're so funny, because other ones that people said was I met them standing in line at the porta potty on 4th of July.
Oh, wow.
It
was a super long line, so we sat there and talked, and we've been married 20 years later. So, like, taking your wedding photos in front of a bunch of porta potties. Hilarious.
That's awesome.
Yes. So, for you, where did you meet your significant other is the question we're really asking. And what would it be like if you took your wedding photos at the place that you met? Where would that place be? 314-531-9898. Where's the place you met your significant other on Y98 St. Louis? Would Taylor Swift have to do the wedding photos at the place where she met her significant other, like in the middle of her own concert, since Travis Kelce took his shot by like doing the friendship bracelet move? You'd be like, oh, sorry, baby. Let's do our wedding photos in the middle of your concert. This is like the new trend that's online right now. And it's like one of those like wedding photo trends that just catch on, and some of them are just absolutely hilarious, are people taking their wedding photos, like full-on tux, wedding dress, bridal party, all that good stuff, at the place that they met. I think it's a cool full circle moment, and some of the ones are hilarious. Like people said, literally driving down the interstate, car full of girls yelling at us, pulled over and got her number.
That is awesome.
So like wedding party goes back to the same interstate. And takes their photos together. 314-531-9898.
We got a text. This one would be pretty interesting. On his ex-girlfriend's party bus.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
All right. Let's get that group together. Yeah. That would be really interesting.
Let's all bring them back together, actually. Yes. Yeah. That's a good one. Let's go with Jen. Jen, where would you have to take your wedding photos if you had to do it at the place where you met your significant other?
So we met in Horseshoe Canyon Ranch in Arkansas. It's like a big camping and climbing area. So we met rock climbing, and I feel like that would be so cool to go back and be like harnessed up.
Yeah.
Yes. Bridal party, scenic, awesome.
Right.
Also, you know you're going to have the bridesmaid that complains. I can't believe you're making us rock climb on your wedding day in this dress.
You would do it.
Yeah, epic. Thank you so much for the call. Love this one. Michelle, where would you take your wedding photos if you had to do it at the where you met your significant other?
At the Cardinal baseball game.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. People do that anyway.
Yeah, people like that one anyway. Yeah. I love that one. Let's grab Natalie. Natalie, where would you take your photos if you had to take your wedding pictures where you met your significant other?
I would be taking my pictures at Petco.
What?
Yo, everyone all dressed up, wedding dress, sitting next to that kibble.
Oh my gosh. What happened?
We both worked there.
Oh, okay.
I love it.
I'm telling you, man, there's something about those cashiers that are sexy. That's how I met, you know, how I met my wife at Target. Nothing better than a man working that register. Working that back room, stocking those groceries. There's something sexy about
feeding
that.
Feeding those ferret cages.
Yep.
That's what people do say. Man, Brett, sexiest cart attendant to ever work Target.
Oh, my gosh.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.